Well, I had an excellent example in clinic the other week of a girl who came in with her mom. And, you know, when we're interacting in the room, she'll say, the mom will say one thing when I'm asking some of the questions, and then the teenage girl will say something else, kind of opposing. And I know they're both kind of saying two sides of the same story, and then it's normal for the teen girl to kind of say something against her mom or want to say it her own way or answer the question herself. And then she said she was kind of, I was asking them about exercise, and she was saying she was kind of annoyed because her mom just takes her out regularly once a week to go for a walk and, you know, always asks her, oh, is there anything you want to talk about? And I said, you know, actually, that's great that you do that. And it's tough to hang in there with some of those things where, you know, your children are doing something that, you know, it can be frustrating to get through some of those stages with them. But, you know, like, if you hang in there and if you get through it, you'll get to, like, the next level. So that's kind of the advice that I would give, is just to hang in there and keep talking about different things. In terms of online communication, one thing I found, and I do research in social media and depression, is that sometimes when parents are open about what's going on social media, sometimes they can talk to their teens about uncomfortable topics that might come up. So you might ask them in a more positive way to share something. So teens love to tell you about something they've learned or something they kind of feel like they're an expert in. So you can ask them, like, oh, I don't really know how to use Instagram, or I think these are really cool pictures. How do you make your pictures look like that? Can you show me? And then you can kind of go through their pictures together. And let's say, for example, there's a girl who has, you know, been taking pictures of kind of her in makeup or trying new outfits. You can have maybe a discussion about body image, but in an informal way. Like, oh, how does it make you feel to take a picture like this? Or this person gave you this comment, you know, did that make you feel good or bad? Or, you know, well, in my experience, you go through different stages in fashion and, you know, it's okay to try different looks, or kind of give some kind of information about that, so that maybe down the line, if the teen is having more questions about their body image, they can kind of recall, well, actually, it was comfortable talking to my mom kind of about this light topic. Now maybe I can bring it up later. So if you are somebody who kind of puts yourself out there as being approachable, then when you need to be approached, then you will be. So that's kind of the advice I would give, is like, hang in there and try to keep those lines of communication open, even if they are kind of about light subjects most of the time.